Hey guys, welcome back to our podcast. It's Football, Not Soccer. I'm your host, Atharva Ranjan, and this is going to be our first FPL podcast episode. Here we're going to create our very own IFNS 11 with the help of two people with me, Sparsh and Atharva Bapat. Sparsh, as you all know, is a United and a Barca fan, and Atharva Bapat is a City and a Barcelona fan. While I'm a while me, I'm a United and a Real Madrid fan, but we're all PL fanatics, so we're gonna form an FPL team, and we'll be updating you every game week with our best choices and players to watch out for. All right, we'll start off with our goalkeepers. Sparsh, who do you think is the best choice for our first goalkeeper?
Yeah, hello everyone. I think this is we are doing this for Game Week 24. So, as you can see, Martinez, he's right there. He's he just cost 5.2 and he has given 116 points. So I think Martinez is a must.
Well said. Martinez is of Aston Villa and he faces Brighton, which is actually not a bad fixture. But with Brighton's new form, we don't know what will happen. So Martinez. Atharva Bapat, what's your choice?
I would have gone for Martinez as well, but for the second choice, maybe let's go for a value goalkeeper, like in the 4 to 5 million range. So maybe scroll down a bit.
Sure. Here we have your choice.
Yeah, I think Melier is a good choice with Leeds' upcoming double game week in game week 25. I think that's a really good choice.
All right. Sparsh, what do you think about Melier for our second choice keeper?
Melier, he's a good option, but Leeds, they have conceded a lot of goals this season. Too many goals. I mean, their attack has been good, but the goals they have conceded and the way they have conceded because of the way they play, I think Melier, he's a good option, but I'll rather go with someone like McCarthy. I mean, I know he has conceded 9 goals in one match against United, but someone like McCarthy or even Ederson, because Ederson, like City have only conceded 13 goals this season up till now, up till game week 23. So I think Ederson or McCarthy as a second option, that would be good.
A walking clean sheet. Atharva, what do you think?
I think we would rather invest our Man City players in our defenders and our midfielders rather than our goalkeeper, is what I think. Also, I think we have another option in the form of Robert Sanchez from Brighton, who has been one of the catalysts of their recent upturn in form. So I think that's a really cheap 4.4 million option. And they have also great fixtures upcoming, like ahead.
All right, so Sanchez or Ederson? Sparsh, your last call. 4.5 and we save on some money for the rest.
Okay, so let's select Martinez. I think let's lock him for the first goalkeeping option.
Definitely. Martinez is added.
Also, one thing to note is that Aston Villa also have a double game week coming up. The dates haven't been announced yet.
Yeah, they've played, I think, 2 games less than everyone.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah. All right, how about we come back to the goalkeeper later and we'll first walk into our defenders.
All right.
So, Sparsh, this time let's let Bapat call first.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, I think the main option that you might be seeing in front of you is Cancelo. I think that's just a shoe-in, like without any doubt. I think Sparsh would agree with me.
Yeah, Cancelo, definitely, because of the clean sheets City are getting. And because he plays in the center midfield position more than the right back position. So he has more chance of getting a goal or an assist. So I think, yeah, Cancelo is the first choice.
Also, somebody with 13 bonus points, he's definitely a good option. So I guess we'll lock him in first of all.
Yes.
All right. What about a second option? This time, Sparsh?
I think Yeah, Creswell, I got him in my team from, I think, game week 13 or something, and he has been instrumental for me. He almost always gets a clean sheet, and if he doesn't, then he provides an assist. So I think Creswell, he's a must.
8 clean sheets, Atharva?
Yeah, I agree, actually.
All right, then another one added in.
Clean sheet potential is always there with West Ham this season because they've been great. They're currently 5th in the table, I think. And Creswell has been one of the catalysts in that side with, I think, he has 5 assists.
5 assists, indeed. All right, we'll move on to the next choice. Atharv?
Yeah, so for the next choice, I would like to nominate James Justin from Leicester City. He's been instrumental so far in Leicester's season. He's played 90 minutes in every match for Leicester in the Premier League. And he's kept a lot of clean sheets along with the bonus point potential that he has. I think it makes for a really good option.
10 bonus points, 8 clean sheets. Sparsh, your choice.
Yeah, Justin, I don't have him in my team. But yeah, I wanted him. But I couldn't transfer him in yet. But I'll go for Justin. But I'll say Targay as well. Because just costing... is it 4.8?
4.8 million, yeah.
Just costing 4.8 and giving 92 points. That's crazy. So between Targay and Justin, I'll rather go with Targay then.
Athar, what's your choice? Target?
Target could be an option, yes. But I think there's value in Man United's defense as well. So maybe we might look at that as a fifth option. But I think Target can be, yeah, Target is a good option.
Ranjan, what do you think?
Well, in my opinion, I think we can keep both Justin and Target. Both have just like a 5.2 and a 4.8 valuation, which is actually not bad for both. Especially with the both have 92 points this season. So I definitely go for both of them and maybe looking for Wan-Bissaka because he offers a lot right now defensively and also he also gets some bonus points here and there.
Yeah, offensively, he has been lucky. I mean, he scored 2 goals this season and these 2 goals were his first 2 goals ever in football. I mean, playing in a professional league. So, attacking-wise, he is doing bits here and there. So, I think I'll also go with Wan-Bissaka as the fifth defender.
Bapar?
Yeah, Wan-Bissaka for the fifth.
And so, that's our defense. We'll come back to the goalkeeper at the very end.
Yeah.
We'll go to our midfielders now.
The most important part.
The most important part, definitely. I think it's an obvious that we're all choosing Fernandes.
Yeah, Fernandes,
straight
just put him in.
Straight in.
Bruno is added, yeah. Straight in. All right.
169 points, I mean.
169 no points leading there. In. Definitely.
That is goal against Everton.
So good.
That was, yeah.
Sadly, drew that. It was an assist by Wan-Bissaka too.
Yeah, a very good assist, actually.
Sideways pass.
Sideways pass. Indeed, the best assist of all time.
Yeah.
Okay, what about our second choice, Athar?
I think it's a tricky one, but I would like to nominate Madison. Madison has been just great recently. I think he has 6 goal involvements in his last 7 Premier League matches, which is absolutely amazing. And he's currently in my FPL team as well, so he's been really helping me out. He got 11 points as well in his last match. So I think he can get those assists as well as the goals. So, a great option in my opinion.
8 clean sheets and 13 goal involvements. Sparsh, do you agree?
Yeah, before Madison, I'll put Grealish. Because Grealish is... he has been one of the best players in the Premier League this season. I have to say that because for what he's doing for Aston Villa, almost gets an assist every 2-3 games. He always is he's always there for Aston Villa, so I think Grealish being there are some chances for attacking returns.
18 goal involvements for Grealish. Atharva Papa, do you agree?
Yeah, I do. Grealish was actually in my team for quite a while, but I just recently removed him to make way for Madison, actually.
Interesting. So I'll add them both in first. We'll see how costly this thing is getting. We have 40.9 left and quite a few slots to fill in. We'll see how it goes.
Ranjan, what do you think? Grealish or Madison? Who do you prefer?
Grealish or Madison?
Or yeah. Both.
I would definitely go for both if we have the option, because as we said, Aston Villa has quite the game week, a double game week upcoming, and they have quite decent fixtures too, barring one against Leicester, which would be a good test to see which one would be better for later. But we'll see. Maybe later, if I find somebody where we have to make some cuts, I would probably take out Madison and keep Grealish.
All right.
So the next choice, Spurs.
I think I was going to say Suchek, but he just got a red card, which was not a red card. Mike Dean, I don't know what he's smoking.
Very controversial.
But.
And he's suspended till 27th February, so...
He's going to miss three game weeks because
three game weeks, it's not the best time to bring him in.
Yes, so instead of Suchek, I'll go with Son. Son with Kane, their partnership has been, I think, the best in the Premier League, I have to say that.
Yep.
Both have 13 goals this season.
Both have 13 goals and I think Son has 7 assists.
Six assists.
So I think Son should be the next obvious option.
Atharv, do you agree?
I think his form of late has been kind of disappointing, but you can't argue with the points that he's got so far. So I think, yeah, you have to take him.
Especially with as we're recording this, Tottenham has just defeated... West Brom 2-0 with Kane coming with a return. So, I mean, with Kane coming back, they might have a great effect. Son's form will return now.
Because Kane was injured for I think 3 game weeks, Son had a dip in form because their partnership was too good for both of them. So I think, yeah, now Kane has returned. I didn't think Kane will start against West Brom, but he did. Mourinho fooled us all. And let's choose our next midfielder.
I would say we go for somebody who could probably be benched or be provided, like who could provide us even with a shorter fee. So I was suggesting either Gundogan. But since his form has kind of dropped recently, I would go with Jesse Lingard with his firing form so far.
Jesse Lingard, really?
it's a good choice. Or Rafinha from Leeds.
Think Rafinha is a really, really good choice with the upcoming fixtures as well. They have a double game week in 25. His recent form has been absolutely brilliant. And at 5.3 million, you just can't leave him out.
With that, in that double game week, we have Wolves. They have Wolves and Southampton both. So, Spurs, your call.
Instead of Rafinha, I think I'll go with Saka because he is just 0.1. He just costs 0.1 more. And as you can see, he has got more points than Rafinha. And Saka for Arsenal, he has been one of the only good players they have. I think I'll go with Saka though.
The thing is with Saka, I had him for a couple of game weeks earlier to this. And I mean, he did return, but his upcoming fixtures, I won't say are the best. Aside from the Leeds and Burnley fixture.
Leeds,
Man City, Leicester, and Tottenham aren't the greatest fixtures. So I think we'll leave him out for the short term and maybe bring him back later.
Maybe we'll have to wait till like game week 29 where they face West Ham. Which would be an alright decision. But before that, I don't think it's logical to get him in yet.
Yeah, as a bench player, I still think though that Saka would be because we're keeping him on the bench. So if we all have, like, we can keep him on the bench for the difficult fixtures, and the green things, those are easy fixtures. We can play him then.
Not a bad option, actually.
I would. Maybe let's keep it for later. Let's maybe move on to our forwards.
Good choice. We'll go with that first. Now to our forwards. I think, although here it shows Kane with that red symbol, it's an obvious thing that we should go for Kane.
He just played against West Brom.
He just played, and with his value, although it's a high valuation, he can do wonders.
And he scored, yeah.
And he scored. Yeah, so Kane?
Yeah.
Kane right in. We have to check how much money we have.
We have 20.2 left and 4 players to spend for. Doesn't look very good for us.
Quite a bit of money. Yeah.
We're going to have to maybe cut down somewhere.
We can cut down between Grealish and Madison. We have to do
either Grealish or Madison, or maybe we'll have to cut down from our defense. Maybe go for somebody who will be able
We can manage it, maybe. Let's see.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Second choice. Atharv, what do you think?
It's got to be Bamford for me.
Bamford.
Like, without doubt. He's one of the most valuable players right now in the Premier League. He's at a 6.7 price and 124 points. That is just incredible. You don't get that value from anyone else. So I think recently he's been performing well after that middle slump in form. I think now he's picked up again, and I think he scored 15 in his last match, which was great. So I think Bamford for me.
Spurs, what do you think? Bamford?
I was thinking between Bamford and Calvert-Lewin, but as Bamford, he costs less. So I'll say Bamford. For the third, we have to have someone cheap. I was going to say Antonio, because being out for 4 months and still getting 65 points, and he looks dangerous. Like, for West Ham, he is a dangerous player. So I was going to say Antonio, but now we have to resort to someone cheap.
You're totally right there.
Put him in. How about you try and put him in, and let's see maybe.
Okay, let's add Antonio for now.
And yeah, like between Grealish and Madison, let's drop Madison.
You've got 6.8 remaining.
Let's drop Madison, and like we'll put someone cheaper there.
I totally agree with this. Atharv, what do you think?
I think Madison has to stay for me. The upcoming fixtures are just too good.
Let's compare fixtures now. I think that's our best choice. We'll go to Grealish first, quickly.
The next five.
Five, alright. So five are just decent. They have Brighton, Leicester, Leeds, Wolves, Newcastle. They do have a double game week coming, which is good, but I don't know. It's decent. We'll check Leicester's now.
Leicester is the only difficult game they have. Everything else, I'll argue that they're easy ones.
They have Liverpool, Villa, Arsenal, Brighton, Sheffield, Burnley, and then City.
Maybe let's cut back in some other position, if that's possible.
If we have to, then I'd say we cut back in defense. We'll probably maybe look for somebody who can... I always have my eye on Konsa, who's starting now every game, and he's still able to provide a few points here and there. 4.6 valuation and 75 points is actually not bad.
We already have 2 Aston Villa players in defense, so I don't think that's the most logical option.
We have Martinez.
I would like to nominate a player, and that will be Dunk, Lewis Dunk. Brighton have recently looked incredibly solid in defense. They've, I think, conceded just 1 in their last 5 Premier League matches. And Dunk this season has 3 goals as well. So I think there's potential there. And that could considerably help us in the money department.
4.8 million valuation. Not bad, actually. Spurs?
I'll go with Ranjan's choice. I think Konsa, even though, we have 2 Aston Villa players.
We have 2 Aston Villa defenders. I don't think...
the more defend, the more at the back, would the more scary, the scarier it'll be for anybody, like for any specific game week.
But then you're betting on them to keep a clean sheet, and if they don't, it's it'll be really bad for us.
Which is totally true. Maybe I'm also leaning towards taking in Dunk, but who do we take out? What's everybody's opinion? Cresswell would have to be,
because
the
their
option.
Upcoming fixtures aren't that great. That's
Let's
the
check them once. West Ham face Sheffield. Oh God! Sheffield, Tottenham, Man City, Leeds, Man United, Arsenal, Wolves, Leicester. It doesn't look very good for them.
I think Spurs. You agree on that one?
Yeah, I agree with that. I think to make more money, we can remove Wan-Bissaka for Shaw, because Shaw he's getting assists because of Cavani. Because Cavani is scoring the headers, which Martial doesn't. So I think Shaw, we can save some money with.
All right. So Atharv, what do you think, Shaw?
Yeah, looks great.
All right.
I also have Shaw in my FPL, so he's got a lot of assist potential as well. He's been putting a lot of crosses in.
All right. So that's Shaw in. So we have 8.3 now, and maybe we can make some moves. As we said for the goalkeeper, I think we'll go to the goalkeeper now and agree on Sanchez because of the budget.
Yeah, we are. Yeah.
Alright, so then we'll go move to...
He also got 6 saves last night.
Clearly he's the greater choice. And yeah. So Sanchez is added. Now for our midfielders, we have 3.8 remaining, and so we're gonna have to make a cut. Grealish or Madison? What do you guys think?
I think Grealish. He should be removed because we can bring him in for the double game.
Sounds like a good option actually. We'll wait him out for now, wait Madison out of, because he has quite the good fixtures. And Atharv, what do you think?
I think we should do that. Grealish, we can bring him in when the double game weeks are announced for Aston Villa. And for now, maybe he can be replaced with someone like Gundogan.
Although we did think about how his form has been, but maybe he'll pick up now. They have quite some fixtures, maybe he'll work out. Let's add Gundogan. Yeah. Spurs, what do you think?
Yeah, the next match, I think today we have City versus Liverpool, so let's see how he does. And after that, City are top of the league. If they win against Liverpool, they'll be clear. United are not the title challengers as we thought they were, because that draw against Everton was heartbreaking. So let's see how Gundogan does.
All right, so Gundogan is added. And for our last choice, we have 5.7 remaining. So I don't think we need to splash the cash here. We can go for a better option, maybe so that we can get in Grealish later. I'd go back to Rafinha now. What do you guys think?
Yeah, Rafinha, I think I mentioned him earlier. He's a great value option. 5.3 million. Has been getting a lot of goals and assists recently. And Leeds have a double game week as well, upcoming. So,
right. Rafinha and Pereira. Pereira, although he was benched today against Tottenham, so he can't be very dependable. Can't depend on Big Sam, huh? What do you think, Spurs?
We can't depend on Pereira. I would have said Saka, but okay, we can go with Rafinha.
Saka, the only issue with Saka is his fixtures. Otherwise, even I would definitely agree on Saka.
Yeah.
For sure.
Alright, so that's our team. I'll announce it once. For our goalkeepers, we have Martinez and Sanchez. In defense, we have Cancelo, Dunk, Justin, Targay, and Shaw. Fernandez, Gundogan, Madison, Son, and Rafinha in midfield. And our attack is going to be Kane, Bamford, and Antonio. Looks like quite the solid team. So let's enter it in and decide our starting 11.
You'll have to choose the club.
Choose your favorite club, Ranjit.
I had to choose a favorite club, I'd definitely choose United or, you know, obviously Southampton. I'll enter this in. And so now let's pick our team for... what do you think for a starting keeper? Definitely Martinez?
Martinez.
It's got to be him.
They have Brighton next. So it's the clash of the keepers.
And Spurs, what do you think? Martinez or Sanchez? It doesn't matter really who. Because both of them are the same fixture.
Exactly. So Martinez. I'll prefer Martinez.
All right. And in defense, who do you guys want for our top? How many defenders do we want to play? Four or three?
I think it has to be four with the fixtures that I'm looking at. No, Cancelo has a double game week, so he's
Cancelo
in, no doubt.
Needs to play. Justin, I think I'll bench him. he has to play.
Yeah, so, Target and Shaw have to play for sure. The fixtures look great for them.
Justin and Shaw would be my choice. I think like to switch them out and play Cancelo, Dunk, Shaw and Target. Or maybe you could play Justin. Just maybe I know they have Liverpool up against, but they may have a good game because Liverpool is not in form right now.
I'll say instead of Justin, we can have Antonio because he's facing Sheffield. So
yeah, I think let's do that.
That would work.
Better option, definitely. All right, so in midfield we'll have Fernandes, Gundogan, Madison, and Son.
And I think either Madison or Son has to make way for Rafinha, considering the fixture.
It's Arsenal, Spurs, what do you think?
I mean, it's Arsenal and they do let in a lot of goals. Recently, they were in good form, but...
back to normalcy.
Back to normalcy, yeah. So, I think Rafinha should come in place of Son, actually, because Manchester City, they have the best defense.
Yeah, I agree.
Right, so
Son should be the first. I think Son should be the first.
Son should be the first.
Bench, yeah. First on
it's
the bench.
An obvious thing that we don't want to lose points for not having a clean sheet. So yeah, it's definitely a good choice to bench Son for now. We'll have Justin as our second choice in defense. And do we go with all three attackers, forwards?
Yeah, I think so.
I think we should. Yeah.
All right.
And Fernandes should be the captain.
Captain, in my opinion, definitely Fernandes. It may be West Brom or anything, but it's Fernandes, and he's definitely the most dependable one. Or we could go for somebody like Cancelo, who has two game weeks this time.
Yeah, I think Cancelo is a good option. Maybe vice captain him and Fernandes for the captaincy.
Yeah, because Cancelo, Pep, you never know with Pep. Like he can drop him for a game, and so it'll be like he's playing only one game,
as they call it.
Yeah. So, we should have Fernandes as the captain. Even though in the last match against West Brom, United just scored one, and Fernandes scored the penalty. But I'll back Fernandes for this.
All right. So then I guess it's decided then. We will not be playing any of our special tools because bench boost, although we have a great bench right now, it's not suitable for our fixtures. Maybe we'll wait a game week or two, and then if we want to, we could play them. Triple captain Fernandes against West Brom is a good option, but it's not the best option.
Worth the risk right now.
Not worth it, definitely. And free hit, we don't need it right now. all right, so finally it's Martinez, Cancelo, Shaw, Target, Fernandes, Gundogan, Madison, Rafinha, Antonio, Kane, Bamford. Our bench, Sanchez, Son, Justin, and Dunk. All right, So I guess we'll end this episode right here. Thank you guys for tuning in. If you like, please follow our podcast and share the word, share it around, because we'll be trying to updating you guys with FPL almost every game week, despite no matter what the consequences. Thank you guys for tuning in. Bye-bye.